ITV News briefly for your weekend, Saturday 23rd of July. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the long show, yeah, there is breaking news as we record this last night that Herbert Diess, the head of VW Group, will leave as their chairman at the end of August, which is no time at all in terms of executive timescales. We work out what's happened there. Good, bad, ugly for VW, for EVs in general, and where he might show up next. Him and Elon Musk, got a bit of a bromance going on, but that's not the time for this podcast. I think I'll do a dedicated podcast either over the weekend or early next week about what's happened and what it means. Tune in for that show. Now, Deutsche Bank have been telling their investors about the Chinese EVs coming to Europe. They held a ride and drive event in Oslo in Norway, driving things like Nios, XPeng, Zeekrs and iWays, and saying that we found the design of these vehicles on par with the traditional German OEMs in terms of interior, exterior, styling, finish, panel gaps, paint. It's all really good. They like the bold design, which they say a build quality is high across the board, testing out all of the features like the sat-nav and voice recognition and ADAS, saying that it performed better than the comparable legacy products because they did it in English. But these are the Norwegian systems. They say the product's a generational improvement on the low-end compact cars that we saw coming out of China a decade ago. And if anyone doesn't understand how good these current Chinese cars coming out are now, making their way to Europe, possibly the US will be the next market they target, then people need to open their eyes. Now, the world's biggest EV battery maker, CATL, for instance, they're so big, they made half of the batteries in terms of, if you look at all the EVs sold in China last month, half of them had CATL batteries. They're just dominant right now. And as well as talking about the LFP batteries they make, the MFP, adding manganese to those cobalt-free batteries, a new technology called the M3P battery. They've not been totally transparent on what's inside it. I understand because it's not on the market yet, but it is in production now and mass market 2023. That's a really big deal to see what cars this new battery technology, which is both cheap but high performance, turns up in. The Postal Service in the US confirming that they will bump up the order from the original 20% of the mix of all their future vehicle orders, which was just disgusting at the time that they didn't even consider more EVs, that they're going to go 25,000 electric vehicles as part of their initial order. There's 84,000 vehicles delivered in the next 10 years, and it's hopefully 40% will be EVs, which means, right, 60% disgusting, dirty, polluting vehicles, which harm our families and our kids. No, US Postal Service, that's still not good enough. They will continue to face legal challenges against whatever deal they've done there. Ford hiring an exec from Tesla with a big background in EV materials, raw materials, supply chain management. That gives me huge hope that Ford are taking it really seriously and going right back to the mine to ensure that they've not just got, you know, 100,000 or, you know, a million batteries for the next decade, but tens of millions, which is what you need to do to be serious about making lots of EVs. The Geely-backed Zeekr brand, that's a kind of high-end all-electric vehicles, have unveiled their people carrier, the MPV, called the Zeekr 009, an outline of it at the minute, but it looks like it'll carry like 7, 8, 9 people. And it's going to be on the same platform that comes from Volvo, the SEA platform, the one that Lincoln Co. use, etc., etc. Looks really, really interesting. FedEx continue their advancing of their electrification of the fleet with the first 150 BrightDrop vehicles from GM entering their fleet in Southern California. In the UK, the British Leasing Association saying that for the very first time, petrol is no longer the most popular fuel type with leased vehicles. The answer, you won't be surprised to hear, is fully electric. And the head of Auto Trader saying that we must add battery health to one of the key valuation metrics of used EVs. Oh, I've gone long. I'll stop now. Goodbye. That's briefly.